Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday morning. It is time for Creation Club with Pastor Worth. Good morning, Pastor Worth.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well. How are the saints at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold?
Well, on the whole, we're doing well, too. We have a number of people who are sick of late, have been in the hospital, and we've been ministering to them, and they are in our prayers, but overall, we're well.
Certainly. We lift them up in prayer. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have for us today in Creation Club?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about slime, and I'm not talking about the political situation today, believe it or not. You know, instead, there was an article that appeared in USA Today a couple of days ago, and the title of the article was 3.7 billion-year-old fossil makes life on Mars less of a long shot. So I'll read some of the stuff from that article, and we'll talk about it a little bit today.
All right, 3.7 million or billion?
That's with a B, billion.
Okay.
That would be old, right?
Yes.
If it were true. But anyway.
Right.
Okay, so you thought that the slime in the bottom of your fridge was ancient. Scientists have found the oldest known remnant of life, a fossil dating back a staggering 3.7 billion years. If confirmed, the date would support the theory that life took root in just a blink of an eye after the planet's birth. Such early life would also make life on Mars seem less of a long shot. The newfound remains consist of a layer of rock that, to the untutored eye, looks, well, like a layer of rock. Scientists say that it's actually a stromatolite, a mineral structure created by the busy work of countless microorganisms. These microbes thrived in a shallow sea, bathing a still young and fresh earth, according to a study in this week's Nature. Previous chemical analysis of old rocks hinted life arose by 3.7 billion years ago, but that evidence was open to question, says study author Alan Nutman of Australia's University of Wollongong. What we've done is produce something tangible, Nutman says, an actual fossil record that is evidence for life at those times. The fossil was discovered in a barren stretch of Greenland that researchers have patiently explored for some three decades. Unusually heavy spring rains recently melted a long-standing snow patch, exposing a distinct layer of rock. The rock layer contained a level bottom, but the top was jagged. Standing less than 2 inches high, the layer resembled a miniature mountain range in profile. After having read extensively about such objects, we knew what we were looking at, Nutman says. That jagged top suggested not just a rock, but a rock born of biology. The rock's structure mimics that of a 2-billion-year-old object, widely accepted as a stromatolite, says study author Martin Van Cranendonk of Australia's University of New South Wales. Chemical clues also hint that microbes played a role in the object's formation. The structure of the rocks around the fossils suggest it was bathed in seawater. Beyond that, the team knows nothing of the stromatolite's origins. Modern stromatolites, such as the famous mushroom-shaped examples at Australia's Shark Bay, are built by crowds of bacteria and other single-celled microbes. But the identity of whatever was living 3.7 billion years ago is obscured by the altered state of rock from that era, which over the eons has been cooked and twisted beyond recognition. More study of the stromatolite is needed to confirm the fossil's identity, says Abigail Allwood of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, author of an accompanying analysis for Nature. But if it is confirmed, that says to me that life is not a fussy, reluctant, unlikely kind of thing, she says. Give it half a chance, and it'll run with it. After all, asteroids had bombarded the Earth only 100 million years earlier, but life still blossomed, spread, and grew sophisticated by the time the fossil formed. Parts of Mars look much like the area where the stromatolite took shape at roughly the same time, Allwood says. Until now, scientists wondered whether the lakes on Mars persisted long enough for life to spring up. But now, she says, what we're potentially seeing is evidence that life can get a foothold in such a short time frame. That's the end of her quotation, and that's the end of the article. So let's talk about this a little bit. What did they see, and what did they interpret that to mean? What they found was not actually a fossil containing the cell structures of the microbes themselves. Those were not preserved. But instead, what they find is evidence that of what the microbes had brought together as they interacted with sediment that was settling down upon them. There's an article, if you're wanting to find out more about this kind of thing, 3 years ago, on the Answers in Genesis website, there was an article about a similar kind of fossil find. So Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell of Answers in Genesis in November of 2013 wrote an article responding to an astrobiology magazine article called Oldest Signs of Life on Earth. And so it's a very informative article that Dr. Mitchell wrote responding to this, and basically, you know, she gives you the rest of the story. So you don't actually have the fossils of the cells of the microbes themselves. What you have is the sedimentary rock structures that indicate that there were microbes. And it says, we see tufts and wrinkles, and when we look down the microscope, we see filaments tangled in sand grains. We are seeing organic material, which are the actual microbes, but they are decomposed to the point that we cannot see an actual cell. You just see a mass of carbon-rich material. And according to the researchers, these are possibly the oldest signs of life on Earth. The ones spoken about 3 years ago were dated, according to the evolutionists, at 3.4 and 3.43 billion years old. It says there are slightly older claims of life in rocks in Greenland, and those, of course, are the ones we were talking about in the article today. And it said those rocks at that time were so deformed, it was very difficult to tell whether what you are seeing is actually there in the first place. But with the microbial systems that they found in Australia, they were quite sure that these were evidence of microbes in ancient times. Now, what's the significance of any of this for us anyway? Again, people who want to believe the fairy tale of molecules to man evolution are always trying to interpret what they see in that way. And, of course, they also want to believe that if life arose by itself from non-living matter millions or billions of years ago on planet Earth, with the right conditions, it could happen elsewhere, maybe even on Mars. And so the people who are touting these things are people who believe firmly that life arose out of non-living matter and thus evolved eventually to all the variety of, and diversity of life that we see today. But that actually is not scientific, because there's zero evidence that life ever did or ever could arise from non-living matter. People have done all kinds of laboratory experiments to try to show how life could arise from non-living matter. Nobody has ever come even close to getting life out of non-living matter. And the experiments of Louis Pasteur back in the 1800s showed that the spontaneous generation of life is not true. So it's basically a biological fact, a scientific fact, that life comes from life. Life does not come from non-living material. But it's a fundamental belief, if you're going to believe in molecules to man evolution, that at some time life did arise out of non-living matter. In fact, that it probably happened more than once. So again, that goes against everything that we've observed, but it's something that they firmly believe as a religious or philosophical belief, not as a scientific thing. Secondly, what they actually observe is that there are living microbial slime mats in shallow seas and shallow waters. In fact, the ones that are observed and talked about in the article on Answers in Genesis website are places where water evaporates, and then you're left with like a mud flat that's covered with slime, and that we can observe how that works. And then they can also observe in the fossil record things that look very similar. In fact, in the case of the microbially induced sedimentary structures, they say those are virtually identical to the ones that we see today. Well, that's something very interesting because, you know, what makes the evolutionists surprised at this is how could life arise in there? Again, if you go with their dating, which that's all fabricated too, but if it happened so long ago, 3.7 billion years is what they were saying, and they believe that the Earth is what, about another billion years older than that. So at that rate, that would be too soon for life to have evolved. They're surprised. That's why they said it happened in a blink of an eye. If you believe that these things are as old as that, you know, evolutionists would be surprised that there could even be any kind of life. And in fact, the kind of microbes that would form these structures would not be the absolute simplest kinds of microbes. These are sophisticated microbes that use photosynthesis. So they would be, you know, if you believed in evolution, you would say they were pretty highly evolved to have photosynthesis and to be able to produce filaments that would bind sand grains together and make sedimentary rock. So, in fact, stromatolites are even more advanced than that because they use precipitated calcium carbonate as they mineralize. So, again, these would not be your basic earliest microbes. These would be fairly advanced microbes with photosynthesis and the ability to use these minerals the way they do. But they still want to believe this is evidence of evolution of life, and also they want to jump to the conclusion that if there was water in sufficient quantity and with the right conditions on Mars at the same time period, again believing in the billions and billions of years they were talking about, then perhaps the Mars rover will find evidence of similar structures there and will say, aha, so there was microbial life on Mars at one time. That's what they're hoping. That would be the holy grail for them. If they could find that and prove that, then they would say, aha, we've proven it. Of course, for us, even if you could find actual examples, undisputed examples of microbial life on Mars, we would say, well, what do you know? God put it there too, you know? Mm-hmm. But for them, it would be, ah, what do you know? It evolved there. And we knew it all along. It evolved over billions of years. Now, of course, they've missed the whole point. Once again, let's repeat that life cannot come from non-life. No one has ever observed this. So the observational science would agree with Scripture in this regard that, you know, life comes from life. But the believers in evolution say, well, life had to have come from non-living matter by some natural process, and then it evolved to the point where it is today. But the reality is, if you can say we found these fossils of microbial slime, however old they are, for the time being, let's just go ahead and use their imaginary date of 3.7 billion years, then what does that really say to us? Well, listen to what Dr. Andrew Snelling says when he commented on the previous discoveries of fossilized slime. He says, the photos of the ancient fossilized structures in sandstone side by side with photos of the modern structures in sands microbially produced by microbial slime mats on the sand surfaces in shallow water say it all. Nothing has changed in the claimed 3.5 billion years between the ancient and the modern. The microbes have stayed the same, reproducing after their own kind and doing the same mat building and affecting the sand sediment surfaces the same way. So much for the alleged 3.5 billion years between them. They haven't evolved into new creatures or even into new microbes doing different things. These occurrences can be better explained as continuity between the pre-flood ancient microbial mats on the sand surfaces in the shallow waters off the coast of the pre-flood supercontinent, likely fossilized even during the latter half of the creation week, only 6,000 years ago or so, compared to their modern counterparts, which have survived through the global flood cataclysm of Noah's day. So, once again, if you really think about it, if you find something that is old, and they say it's this many billion years old, but it looks identical to something that we see today, that does not argue for evolution. It argues against evolution and is support of creation. That is, things still reproducing after their own kind. So you have a fossil that shows microbes binding sand grains together, and we see the same thing still happening today with microbes that are the same.
Mm-hmm. We have just a minute left.
Okay. So let's bring this full circle. So once again, if you take off your evolutionary glasses and just say, what's fact, what's interpretation, and try to say, what does this really mean to us? You know, we don't believe they're millions and billions of years. That's fanciful. That is not proven fact. That's part of their worldview-based interpretation. But we believe what the Bible says, that God created the heavens and the earth by his almighty word in 6 days, and using the information of the Bible, we would say that was probably a little over 6,000 years ago, or about 6,000 years ago. And it ties right in with everything else the Bible says. So we believe that Jesus is our creator, he is our redeemer, and when you see these things about proving life on Mars or proving life from billions of years ago, take it with a grain of sand or a grain of salt there, and don't be slimed by false information there. Nothing there to shake your faith.
Indeed, indeed. When you were talking about microbial slime, made me think of my dorm fridge in college, but it might have been a totally different experiment. Thanks, Pastor Worth. Have a wonderful weekend. God's blessings.
God bless you.